Today's Froggy 99.9 welcomes Nell Minow, the movie mom, to the show every Friday, brought to you by the Village Inn, where every Friday night it's all you can eat fish from 5 to 9. I'm hoping you love the new movie Rio 2 because it looks so fun.
I really enjoyed it. Now, the first Rio was about the house pet, although he likes to say companion animal, the blue macaw named Blue, with the voice of Jesse Eisenberg, kind of a nervous, jittery guy, a lot of anxiety, who never learned to fly, and how he had to learn to fly under the direst of circumstances when his owner took him to Rio. This time, Blue and his now wife, Jewel, with the voice of Anne Hathaway, they've got three little chicks, but they end up in the Amazon rainforest. They've got developers coming after them. They've got other birds coming after them, all kinds of other problems. The best thing in this movie is the addition of a new character with the voice of tiny Broadway star Kristen Chenoweth, who I absolutely love. She plays the poisonous tree frog, Gabby. And she has got a love song in this. Let me tell you, you think you've got problems in your life. Imagine being in love and not allowed to touch anything because you'll kill it instantly.
How do you know that's not my life?
Okay. Well, let me tell you, then you'll appreciate this song. The music is absolutely terrific, and the movie totally won me over. Plus, let me really emphasize this. We don't get many G-rated movies. This is one of the very, very few we'll be getting this year. So if you're looking for a family outing for spring break, this is your pick. Now, if you're a football fan, I think you're going to enjoy Draft Day with Kevin Costner. He plays the manager of the Cleveland Browns. The whole movie takes place in one day, the day that the football teams pick their players for the next year. And the question is, should you make the pick that works for today versus the one that you might need next year? And he begins the movie by trading away all of his future draft picks so that he could get, if he wants them, the number one pick. He's got an owner who's furious with him. He's got a coach who's furious with him. He's got a pregnant girlfriend who's furious with him. He's got a mother who's furious with him. That's Oscar winner Ellen Burstyn. And what is he going to do? I didn't really like the soap opera stuff about his personal life, but I really did enjoy the football stuff a lot. And if you are a football fan, you'll recognize some of the people in this movie because I understand they're actual football players.
So they must be really good actors if you didn't even recognize that they were real football players, right now?
Or they didn't give them any lines.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
That could be it. Okay, you could stay home this week and watch the best action scenes I saw last year, unquestionably. Some of the best action scenes ever in the second of the Hobbit movies, Desolation of Smaug. I thought they were great. Evangeline Lilly was amazing. Do not waste your time on the boxing movie with Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro, Grudge Match. It was sad. Next week, we'll be seeing Heaven is for Real with Greg Kinnear and a creepy-looking movie with Johnny Depp as a guy who becomes a computer consciousness, and that does not seem to be a good thing from the trailers.
Check out more of Nell's movie reviews at her website, NellMinowTheMovieMom.com, and catch her every Friday at about 11:45 on today's Froggy 99.9. Brought to you by The Village Inn, with all-you-can-eat fish, Friday nights 5 to 9 at all three Fargo-Moorhead locations.